When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, yeah. And I wouldn't normally start the show with country music news ever, but just an absolute shock.
Yeah.
Toby Keith is a country superstar and passed away, died.
Yeah.
62 years old, stomach cancer.
Yeah, you saw some of the pictures, and you were like, man, this just doesn't look like that normal Toby Keith we're used to seeing.
Right.
Yeah.
Man, that's a tough life, being out on the road, touring and everything. I mean, I'm not saying lifestyle
so?
Paid. What?
You think, what?
The country music, the life of a country music singer, having to drink all that beer. And
well, he didn't have to. He chooses to. But I would say I don't think the life on the road is tough. They stay in nice hotels. And,
right.
I mean,
fancy
Tim McGraw
buses.
Is
not a tour bus, dude.
Toby Keith is not staying on a tour bus.
He did, I'm sure, for a long time.
Maybe for a little while, but not, you know, for not probably for the last 20 years. And then having people adore you and love you and sing along to all your songs, mm-hmm. Don't talk about it. It's a tough life. Oh, my God. Oh.
Well, rest in peace, Toby
Keith.
Yeah,
for sure.
Gosh, Drex. You had a good life, apparently.
Yeah, oh,
according to Drex.
Well, I think if you had to ask him, like, did you have a good life?
I would say overall. So what's going on with you?
So transition a little bit. Let's say you guys were going to have lunch with somebody, a friend. Would you reach out to him maybe the day before, even the morning of, and just confirm?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Are we still on?
Like, no questions asked,
always.
100%.
Especially, like, if it was made a week or so in advance.
Sure.
Like, if it was days out.
If it was made that morning.
Right.
Then 8 o'clock.
Then you're fine.
11:30, probably not.
Right.
But anything earlier than that.
All right,
agreed.
So, I'm at odds with my buddy Dave. We have what's called a standing lunch date every Tuesday at noon.
Mm-hmm.
And I always touch base with him the night before or the morning of and say, hey, are we still good?
Mm-hmm.
And he gets so angry at me saying, this is a standing lunch date. I have so many text messages from him saying, you don't have to confirm this. It's standing. It already exists. It's already confirmed.
Right.
And I'm like,
right.
But I'm not sure that it is. Something could have changed.
Right. Anything could have happened. You could not be feeling well all of a sudden. Something personally could have happened.
Yeah.
Work may have happened.
What Dave is saying, any of that stuff goes down.
Doesn't matter.
He trusts that he or Drex will let the other person know. But it's a standing lunch date.
So
you're always going to be there. Same time, same place.
So it does not need to be confirmed then is what you're saying.
I guess in this case, if Dave has repeatedly told you not to confirm, then I would roll the dice on it.
But why not just confirm? Why not just touch base? What's the hurt?
My concern is what is with the standing lunch date with the same guy every week? I mean, you don't even have that with your wife.
I know. He's high touch.
Where do you go, Jason's Deli?
No, the ranch. Answer.
What's the ranch?
Los Rancheros.
Oh, really? Is that why you always, anytime somebody calls, from what town is that in?
Well, so the ranch is in Dunwoody. Los Rancheros is in Dunwoody. Los Cowboys is in Villarreca, and they have the Cowboy Trio, and they have the thin, crispy chips there.
Drex is always concerned that somehow, in the 2 weeks it's been since he's been there, that they've changed the recipe. Anytime you call, you're from Villarreca, you're
going to
get the question.
Nice
are the chips
still the Los Cowboys Trio? Yeah.
And, like, the chip people have written in several times being like, it's a standing chip recipe.
Yeah.
You don't have to check.
Giving you the stuff you need so you can start your crazy day. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunshine warming up to 60 today. 50, high 50s tomorrow, so nice couple of days. 37 now in Midtown. What's going on, Kara?
Tell you who's wanting to have a little sit down to clear the air with Oprah and why in just a second. But we've got a live action version of Disney's Moana coming.
Nice.
And they're going to be shooting that movie right here in Atlanta, down at Trilla Studios in Fayetteville. So, of course, The Rock is reprising his role as Maui. I think he's also the executive producer on this thing, too. So, you know, it'll be huge. They're actually going to be building a massive water tank out there to film in because, you know, the movie was set amongst the water.
Right.
So they're still working on the rest of the casting for that, but that's a huge movie that we're going to be having right here in Atlanta.
That's a huge movie that's going to be playing on continuous loop in my house
for the rest of time. I'm just curious, is it more cost effective to shoot these movies here in Atlanta and, like you said, build a giant pool water tank than it is to just, I don't know, hop over to Miami?
Universal Studios in California, not in Orlando. In Orlando, Universal Studios is sort of like a replica of where they make movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In California, they actually, that's the lot make where they made the movies. There's a giant pool that's already there with a huge green screen.
So they can just make whatever they want.
So it could be done anywhere.
But I know they do get big tax breaks. That's why Georgia is such a wanted location for all of these places, because they don't have to spend as much money to get the movies made.
I'm figuring if they have an ocean at Trilla Studios, they should invite us all to go enjoy that.
Totally.
A little spring break? Yeah.
Keep using it all the time.
Now, it looks like Justin Timberlake is trying to have a little sit-down with Oprah Winfrey. Seems as if JT isn't especially happy with how things have gone down with the release of his new music and the renewed drama with his ex-girlfriend, Britney Spears. Mm.
It's been a while since we've had a sit down with Oprah.
I know. It was Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, I think, was the last big Oprah sit down. Yeah. So I guess Justin wanted his music to speak for itself, but that hasn't been happening. So the discussions have begun for him to tell his side of the story with Oprah. It's been back and forth with Britney and Justin. She made an apology for hurting anybody's feelings with what was said in her book and said how much she loved Justin's new song. And then he kind of turned around and spit in her face in a live show and said, "I don't apologize to anyone for anything."
It makes you wonder, like, is this a good choice that he's making?
Right.
Because you don't probably get to choose what questions Oprah asks or what follow-ups she throws you away.
And you'd have to be careful with what you say about Britney Spears, because she still has tens of millions of fans.
Yeah.
So the last thing you'd probably want to do is go on there and blast her.
Tens of millions of fans and an extensive knife collection,
as we all know.
Want to weigh in on what Tad, Drex, and Kara are talking about? Leave them a message on the free V98.5 app. Just click the open mic feature and you could hear yourself on the show. Tad, Drex, and Kara, weekday mornings from 5 to 10 on V98.5.
So a marriage proposal, everybody knows, it's supposed to be a private, intimate moment between two people who love each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so the rumor, Travis Kelce's been quote unquote dating Taylor Swift for a little while.
You know, they're actually really, it's actually real.
You keep saying quote unquote, but it's happened and it's real.
The rumor is, and you can even place a bet on this.
Oh, wow.
Is that if the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, Taylor will come down on the field just like she did the last game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's the moment where Travis Kelce, in some sort of perceived fairy tale moment, will drop to a knee with the confetti pouring down upon them, and he will produce a ring and propose to Taylor Swift in front of the world.
Oh, my heart's beating out of my chest just thinking about it.
I mean, people will tune in just for that.
Oh, my gosh. How romantic will that be? And maybe the Travis's brother's Jason is there, and he hands
Travis flowers the ring. And stuff waiting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Sign me up.
I think it's adorable.
Terrible mistake.
Why?
Terrible. This is another thing. I'll add to what I said before. Marriage proposal is supposed to be a private, intimate moment. And
sometimes.
And is its own event. Do not combine your marriage proposal with another event, because that will be a moment that Travis is supposed to be. People are supposed to be cheering for the victory, the Kansas City Chiefs. They're supposed to be happy for Travis, Travis and his teammates. That's its own celebration. To steal the spotlight from the rest of his team, and football is a team sport, in doing this. And somebody brought up the point online. So that means if the Chiefs lose the Super Bowl, that he doesn't propose?
Well, just not there, obviously. Like, he would have to have some other kind of plan worked out, but...
But you talk about stealing the spotlight or something like that. I couldn't imagine a better opportunity for Travis to say, to bring Taylor into his world. Like, yes, I just won the Super Bowl. Everyone's cheering for me and there's confetti, but I want to share this moment with you, and I want to share it with you so much that I'm going to propose to you during
okay.
it.
Okay, if it is not possible for you to propose at a place that is special for both of you, then you should choose a place that's special for her. So Travis should go fly to whatever next Taylor Swift concert there is when she's coming off stage and do it, if that's the case.
Oh,
but
no.
Certainly not. All right, let's turn this
Why?
Over to the people. 404-741-0985. I'm terribly shocked that it's Drex and Kara versus Tad.
This
I'm the
is a
only
sweet
one
moment.
Talking sense. Unbelievable. I mean, if it was your proposal, would
sure.
you want that? Would you want your husband's place of business in a moment that he's supposed to be sharing with his coworkers?
Yeah. If my husband's place of business is the Super Bowl, heck yeah.
Travis Kelce proposes to Taylor Swift after the Chiefs win the Super Bowl. Good idea or terrible mistake? 404-741-0985. Caitlin in Roswell.
I have a big problem with the big public proposal. It's extremely manipulative.
Oh,
in
yeah.
this instance, does she have the option to say no when it's a public proposal and all those people are just standing around watching?
Of course she does. Everybody has the option to say no when there's a proposal of any kind, be it public or not.
Oh, I agree with Caitlin. I think you're right. Forget about the fact that it'd be at the Super Bowl, it'd be his big night. But public proposals are the worst. You see them at basketball games all the time. You're in that spotlight, you have to say yes, even if you're planning on backing out, and then you look like a fool. It's a terrible position to be put in.
Unless you're 100% positive that they'll say yes, I just think it's a
right.
really bad idea just to ask them around a crowd.
Kara.
Yes.
Your husband, Ryan, I know, proposed to you at Rosemary Beach,
mm-hmm.
right? On 30A.
Yep.
A place that you say is your happy place.
It is.
Okay. Here's what I'm talking about.
Place.
Here, it's your right, your happy place with him,
mm-hmm.
your shared happy place.
Yes.
Now, let's for a moment suppose that instead Ryan decided right after he had won his fantasy football, or right after he had found some treasure, some Civil War relic that he was fishing for with his upside down frying pan.
Oh, my ring was in the sand. No.
Yeah. He
yeah.
found it with like. That you'd be like, that was a hot mess. I didn't like that. And you were vocal. You have to admit this is a bad, bad, bad plan.
No, I think it's a great plan. I mean, who loves the spotlight more than these two people? They live for the spotlight. And this is the biggest spotlight you could possibly have.
Yeah.
Winning the Super Bowl, having all of those eyes out there. I mean, they play it up for the fans. So do it.
Wait a minute. You both, months ago when we were talking about, I was saying that this whole relationship was a publicity stunt.
Mm-hmm.
You were like, but they have all the attention and everything they can want. So now all of a sudden they're starved for more attention. They need more.
No, they're not starved for attention, but that's the world that they live in. She performs on a stage in front of thousands of people. Mm-hmm. Multiple times a month. He does the same every week in front of thousands of people on television and playing a game. Like, they live their lives in the public. So
the difference is
the
is,
public is invested in this relationship.
The difference is, for the most part, with the exception of snubbing Celine Dion allegedly at the mm-hmm. Grammys the other night, Taylor Swift is an extremely classy woman.
Yeah.
Who would not say yes to a proposal at a Super Bowl after her boyfriend won the Super Bowl, stealing the spotlight from his teammates, stealing the spotlight from her fan. I mean, no.
She says yes because she knows that we, her fans, deserve this.
Right.
We don't deserve
it as much as she
does. And if it's done in private, we don't know anything about it. Yeah. She lets us down.
There are some things that should be left in private. Crystal in Atlanta.
So my daughter and I are just listening to you guys, and we're here for it. We're all about the proposal at the Super Bowl.
Yes.
All women want to put on a show and be seen. So it's her turn. It's her year.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Thanks so much, Crystal. Appreciate it.
We're here for it.
Tad, Drex, and Kara show talking about the rumor that Travis Kelce plans to propose to Taylor Swift if and when the Chiefs win the Super Bowl on Sunday. Some of the interesting comments I'm reading on Facebook right now. Katie K says, I don't think it matters what he or she does. Let them live and be happy and not have 1,000 people in the peanut gallery imposing their opinions on them. I would say this. This is a radio station. I don't understand.
That's our job.
What kind of world are you living in? Seriously.
That's what makes it fun, though.
And you're on Facebook commenting on it.
But that's what makes
get a hold of yourself.
That's what makes it fun is to sit around with your friends, be it the three of us or whoever you're at the office this morning.
Right.
Like, yeah, drum it up.
Yes.
Right. We have no impact. Taylor Swift isn't related to me, but I still like we could have a conversation.
Yeah.
Please leave it. But it's just like, I don't care. Well, you care enough to comment on Facebook.
Yeah.
Think about that for a moment.
Yep.
All right, Kara, you have another Facebook comment?
Yeah, Laura Spangler says, I think being with her less than 7 months is dumb on his part. But that's crazy because people get engaged and get married after just a few days sometimes.
Six months. April and I were engaged after 6 months. And
you know when you know.
It's been almost 18 years.
You know when you know. Open mic, you can leave us a message. Use the open mic on the B98.5 app.
Mary Lou from Sandy Springs, and I totally agree with Tad. There's not a chance in heck that Travis would propose after the game. He's too sophisticated to do that and respects Taylor too much.
Oh, all right. Well, hold on.
Taylor is sophisticated. Jessica and Griffin.
Hi, good morning.
You are against public proposals. Except for Taylor Swift. Do explain.
Yes. She is already so famous. Everybody knows her name. She's used to the publicity. Mm-hmm. This is going to be nothing for her. I mean, she performs in front of thousands and thousands of people. This is going to be nothing. I mean, if she was going to get proposed to anyway, this has got to be it.
Exactly. And like the bigger the better, right? You've got to go big. It's Taylor Swift.
And because they are truly in love, they could be on that field with all those players and all that media and all that confetti.
And it would just be the two of them.
Just the two of them, Tad.
Exactly.
They're in their own little world.
Yep.
I would have a heart attack, but I'm not Taylor Swift, so.
John, I love this. Well, it would set things up nicely for a new Taylor Swift song. I got a tight end. He got a best friend. We both got rings. At the Super Bowl.
It's cute.
Oh, I love it.
Janine, two comments. Not the time nor the place. Proposing is one thing. Actually getting married is another. If he does this, I'd be convinced it's a PR stunt, which I've said all along. I mean, if this does happen, which I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but then it'd be like, all right, that seals
it. Can it be both?
I know, right?
Can it be both? Can't
start
this be
as a PR be, and then end up being a fairy tale?
Or can it be real love that turned into a PR stunt that is still real love?
Right.
Like, they're making money hand over fist right now. Who wouldn't want to do this?
$300 million is how much the NFL estimates Taylor Swift has brought to the league.
My point exactly.
And she hasn't done it. She's right. Just set to watch the game.
Want to win Kara's money? Play Are You Smarter Than Kara every weekday morning at 6:35 and 7:35 for a chance to take $100 of her money.
Woo! All right.
Tad, Drex, and Kara. Weekday mornings on B98.5. Beating her at pop culture trivia is almost impossible.
Can you do it?
Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
We're sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Krista in Flowery Branch.
Hi.
What's going on?
I'm just pulling into the school drop-off line.
Oh, exciting.
Get out.
Can you kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Kara, get out.
I'm out of here, Krista. Good luck.
All right, so Kara is stepping out as we speak. We're going to ask you 5 trivia questions, bring Kara back, and ask her the same questions. Answer more right than Kara. She's going to have to pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
Yes.
Question one, season six of The Conners is going to premiere tomorrow night on ABC. What was the original name of that show?
Roseanne.
Number two, Chris Pratt's going to appear in a Super Bowl ad for Pringles. True or false, the character on the front of a Pringles can has a gigantic mustache.
True.
Number three, at a Grammy after party, Flava Flav was overheard mistaking Miley Cyrus for Gwen Stefani. Miley won Record of the Year for what hit song?
Flowers.
Number four, John Mayer revealed he has anxiety when it comes to picking the right songs for his concerts. John's first album was called Room for What?
More.
And number five, Post Malone will appear on a song called Fortnite on Taylor Swift's new album. How many days are in a fortnight?
14.
All right, let's bring Kara back in. I think she did pretty well.
Yeah,
right?
Just missed one question. Yeah. Woo! Well done, Kristen. Flowery Branch. All right.
Kara making her way back in, ready for the same questions.
Yeah. I'm ready.
Number one, what was the original name of the Conners TV show?
Roseanne.
So Krista said 1-1.
Number two, true or false, the character on the front of a Pringles can has a big mustache.
That's true.
It is true. That's what Krista said. 2-2.
Question number three, Miley Cyrus won Record of the Year for what song?
Flowers.
Boy, she had some hairspray in the Grammys.
Yeah.
It was awesome. All right, 3-3. That's what Krista said.
Number four, John Mayer's first album was called Room for What?
Room for...
Three, ladies? Two, one.
The ladies?
For the ladies? Krista said Room for More. It's actually Room for Squares.
Oh.
So, okay. Kara got it wrong as well. It is 3-3 right now. Krista got number five right. So, Kara, that means you have to get number five right to at least tie.
If you get this one wrong, Kara, you will lose. And you will have to pay $100 to sweet Krista and Flowery Branch. Are you ready for your question?
I'm ready.
How many days in a fortnight?
14.
You could at least take
you
your
pause
time.
You know, right? Where's your drama? You have to just prove that you're so smart that you answer quickly. But the drama, just give it like 5 seconds.
Yeah, Krista, Kara's not into the drama this morning, apparently.
Well, she's not a drama queen, and I appreciate it.
Thank you.
No, she's a pop culture princess, a drama queen.
All right, 4-4. All ties go to the house because Kara puts up $100 of her own money. Kara, your new record, 1,672 wins, 51 losses.
Great game, Krista.
Oh, thank you.
We play twice every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35 on B98.5.
Keeping you up to date with everything happening in this crazy world.
Hey, what happened?
Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
Good morning. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunshine warms us up to 60 today. It's only 38 in Midtown. What's going on, Kara?
We'll talk about the snub heard round the world from America's Sweetheart in just a second, but the country music world is waking up to some really sad news this morning. Toby Keith passed away last night, surrounded by his family. He was just 62 years old.
I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope around.
Gonna have to drink some garage beers tonight, Dad. Right? I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
He revealed that he had been diagnosed with stomach cancer about 18 months ago and just lost his hard-fought battle. Mm. He did continue to perform and record through his illness. He had just done 3 sold-out shows in Las Vegas at the end of December and released his latest album, 100% Songwriter, back in November. So he was still cranking them out right up into the end.
This guy was a superstar. Mm-hmm. Superstar. He's selling out arenas all over the country for so long.
That was my question to you, Ted, because I know you had, you'd worked in the country music radio space, right? Could you compare him to like a pop star? Was he like a Justin
Bruno
Timberlake?
Mars?
He was like a okay. Wow. So he was, yeah. He
one
was
of the
top
pillars.
Tier. Top
of,
tier. Okay.
Absolutely. Especially like in the 90s, early 2000s. I'm not sure about his career lately. It was weird because I always thought of Tim McGraw as being on that same level. Mm-hmm. And there's a period in Tim McGraw's career where he'd play Smith's Old Bar.
Really?
Where he went from State Farm Arena to Smith's old bar. You're like, what happened?
Whoa.
But now he seems to bounce back. I'm not really worried about him.
No, and we worried about Tim.
So making history at the Grammy Awards is a huge moment. And Sunday night, Taylor Swift became the first person to win Best Album of the Year Grammy 4 times.
Wow.
So unfortunately for Taylor, she's been getting some major backlash online for how she received the award from the iconic Celine Dion. Now, this was the first public appearance from Celine since her stiff person syndrome announcement. Mm-hmm. And in the moment, Taylor chose to celebrate with her collaborators instead of acknowledging Celine, which the internet hated, and just people went wild. Hmm.
Well, Celine Dion is a living legend.
Yes.
And I watched the video. It just was sad to see her standing there holding this award. Just very awkward. It put her in an awkward position.
Right, because no matter what she did, if she would have celebrated, it'd been like, well, don't pander, Celine Dion. You don't draw attention to her. That's not very nice. So no matter what, Taylor.
Oh, no. The way I would like to have seen it is if Taylor went over, grabbed the award, gave Celine a nice hug, and then celebrated with her group. But basically, Celine might as well have been an usher.
Right. Yeah.
And
that's
what
people...
I'm not talking about superstar performing halftime. I'm talking about somebody that takes you to your seats.
That's what most people were having an issue with. But Taylor isn't known for being unkind. And apparently they had a private backstage moment. But that didn't stop fans from having a not so great reaction to Taylor's perceived snub.
Are they really fans if they're... Early upset with
keyboard
Taylor.
Ninjas, yeah.
You goofed. And now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
All right, Melissa, you need forgiveness because you posted photos of you with a coworker on Instagram.
Yeah, we went out Friday night. We went to the Ivy.
Oh,
times in Buckeye. Yeah. I'm saying because I don't know what that is, Tad.
Oh, the Ivy, that's where the kids go clubbing.
Oh, okay, Buckhead. So it's a nice spot in Buckeye. Okay.
It's a bit of a meat market.
So the problem was when I got home, I posted a bunch of photos to Instagram, and it was probably like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And when I woke up Saturday morning, I had a bunch of missed calls from Sophie.
And Sophie's the person that you need to ask forgiveness?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, and what's
wrong? She's
a coworker. What's wrong with posting pictures of her?
So when I saw that I had a bunch of missed calls, that's when I remembered that she told me she called in sick so she could come out with me.
All right.
She wasn't supposed to be there. Sophie wasn't supposed to be there.
She was supposed to be at work.
Yeah, you quote unquote blew up her spot.
Yeah, you outed her. And so now there's pictures of her like she's supposed to be sick. And now there's pictures of her on Instagram, out at the Ivy, clubbing.
Everywhere.
Have you been able to get in touch with her?
No, she hasn't been to work since. And she was supposed to work Sunday and Monday. And now she's not answering her phone.
Oh, no. She had been to work and she hasn't been answering her phone.
Right.
So she probably got fired.
Oh, no.
I really hope not. We had fun, and I was, like, drinking and everything, and I just didn't remember.
Right. But now she's so furious with you, she's not even taking your calls.
It is your fault, though, Melissa.
I tell you what, we're going to get your maybe former coworker, Sophie, on the line and see if she'll forgive you for blowing up her spot, okay?
Okay, please.
You need forgiveness. I'm sorry. Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Melissa was just telling us she went out with a coworker, Sophie, on Friday night, got home at like 2 o'clock in the morning and posted some pictures of the night and then realized, Sophie had told me that she was calling in sick to work. She's going to get fired. And she may have, because Melissa has not been able to get in touch with Sophie over the last several days. We're going to call Sophie now and find out what's going on. Sit tight, Melissa.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Sophie?
This is she.
Hey, it's Tad, Drex, and Kara calling from B98.5. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Well, we heard you had a fun weekend.
What did you hear?
I mean, we didn't hear. Yeah, we saw some pictures of you on Instagram, and it was interesting. It was Friday night, right?
Is there an issue?
Weren't you supposed to be at work Friday night?
That's not an issue.
Well, why haven't you been at work, Dad? You weren't there on Sunday.
I'm just waiting for things to blow over.
What do you mean?
I'm a nurse at and a friend of mine stole a necklace from a patient and then wore it out clubbing. And I just don't.
A friend of yours did that?
She did.
All right. Oh. Hang on one second. We want to let you know this is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. We have your coworker, Melissa, on the phone with us. She was calling because she posted pictures of the two of you out at the Ivy Friday night, and she said that you were supposed to be working.
The fact that she was able to wear something that was stolen, I'm afraid that I can be connected with that. That's why I haven't gone back in.
Wait, Melissa was the one that you say stole the necklace from a patient.
She stole a necklace
Wait. First of all, I didn't steal anything. I borrowed a necklace from Mrs.
Is that the patient that we're talking about?
Yes.
Permanently.
I borrowed it and I returned it.
That's not what you were saying Friday night, Melissa. You were saying that you had taken it, which is stealing.
Wait. So I never said stole. I did say I took it, but I returned it. I didn't steal anything.
I'm curious, like, who could really get in trouble over this? Like, is this somebody's specific patient, like, you're in charge of?
She is directly under my care, so if something goes missing, I'm going to get in trouble, especially if I know something went missing and the fact that I didn't see anything and was seen with the person with it on out clubbing after I called out sick.
So, Sophie, this is why you were blowing up her phone to let her know, like, hey, by the way, stolen necklace in the photo. There's evidence now.
Correct. I just felt like you were broadcasting it for everyone to see.
It was of no use. Like, it was just going to waste just sitting there since no one was wearing it. And so I borrowed it and I gave it back. Like, I don't see what the big deal is. They make more than one necklace. How would they know that it was her necklace?
But her kids come by, and if it was missing something like that, they could easily get
it. But she has it back.
Melissa was calling in the first place to ask Sophie to forgive her for posting the pictures because she thought that you'd get fired for calling in sick.
I just don't know if I can trust you. Like, how do I know you're not going to do something like this again? I'm honestly, like, very thrown off by being on the radio about forgiving you. Like, I need a moment to process all this. It's a little overwhelming.
Well, that's understandable. I hope everybody gets to keep their job. We need nurses.
Yep, yeah. My job.
Finally, they agree on something.
And I love mine, too.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Coming to tomorrow. When you kick your husband out of the house, you need to be prepared for them to take you up on that offer. Riley needs forgiveness from her husband, Adam, because she kicked him out, and he's been gone now for 6 days.
6 days? Oh,
and did I mention they have a newborn?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Buddy.
Come back, Adam. We'll talk to Riley and help her out tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.